not say that. Been thinking about you. Maybe it sounds stupid, but after things started to fall apart in Japan, after we've been through it. What am I supposed to say, baby? We were on the run so long. They were chasing us, always wanting a piece of us. And even if I wanted to, I couldn't fucking make everything right. I feel every day that feeling. I can't put it into words, you know. But the fact that you're here, you're real, you're not kidnapped, you're not hurt, is all I can ask for right now. I know, baby, I know. Shh, I know. It's not that simple. Never is. With the virus, and worse yet, what's been happening with people rallying around him, I think I've let a monster run rampant. But even if I did, I'm only one fucking man, right? One guy who can't do what he needs to. I sympathize with them too much. I've always been this way ever since me and Dobby were in that hell. That place. I still remember every day at the facility they'd put us through hell and back. Anti this or that. Things to keep us safe. Words they used that were prettier than their actions. Because every time it didn't add up. When they'd make him deal with how much his flesh would burn, they'd use my own feathers and see if they could cut me. Yeah. Definitely unpacking the news still. Isn't it funny? I found you when I was at my lowest. I hadn't hit rock bottom until then because I was numb and disassociating from everything. I was just following the moves, going with the flow, saying, for the fuck of it, why? Why? That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know why I tried so hard, okay? Yeah. Maybe deep down I wanted to hope, okay? Maybe deep down I needed something. And that something was you. I don't know, kid. That was a messed up little thing that led us together. And I can't believe it's been so many years. So many years that we've been doing this. Back and forth. Yeah, thankfully, we have less problems than most fucking people do. I'm glad. Trust me. I might barely be able to handle half of this, but that's a whole lot easier than handling it when I was alone. You've been nothing but good to me. I know we've had our fights. Our spitfire. The things that make us both cry like babies. Trauma and heaps and even that. I'd still fucking do it all again with you. That's why I know we're soulmates. Pretty words, right? Everybody has a different meaning for it. Love, attention, passion, spoiling, resources. There's a million different ways people like to define. And I just know I love you. And even if we struggle, even if these four walls feel like a prison sometimes, we're not done. We're not giving up. We're getting through these little crises one at a time. It's a lot easier when I can... when I can feel your hand in mine like this. You know, the way you fit perfectly finger between fingers. Just uncanny. And makes me wonder about things that I shouldn't. Wonder if we were made for each other and always meant to meet in that stupid back alley. I went through so much thinking about you, feeling things I never thought I could. I cried like a baby when I thought you were gone. I was mad at the same time. It was a feeling I can't really put into words, because when you're crying but you're so mad, you could do something you wouldn't forget. You could put on the spot for something you've never felt in your life. And it's the lingering cold feeling, the dread of in your mind wondering if you're ever coming home, if you can come home. And I know you did, but God, it was tough. I'm glad I could rescue you. Trust me, being a knight in shining armor is kind of my thing. And if I'm honest, I never wanted things to get that deep. I never wanted things to get this close because I was afraid. No, baby, no. I'm glad they did. More glad than words could explain, but that doesn't mean that I'm not scared of what happens next, you know? Because even if I could make it completely safe for us, make everything work out, make all of the trauma just disappear like some magic fucking bullet or something. I really don't know if I want. Stupid, isn't it? Because you should always want to get rid of the trauma, but deep down, I always hated those hypotheticals, you know? Where you have to think about what would happen if you could redo everything. I think I'd have too much anxiety worrying about if I did something a little different. If one of those needle in a haystack lucky moments that I saved you, if they wouldn't come to pass, if that would have been goodbye, I would have never forgiven myself. I think I would have went off the deep end. Heroes, villains, I think they'd all fear me at that point. Because if I didn't take a nosedive, swan dive into the concrete right then, I'd be the biggest monster you could ever imagine. I think I'd just watch it all burn. Watch everything go away. It's not a thought that I'm proud of, I know. I'm not the most stable man. But that's part of the allure, right? Part of what always led you back to me. Because deep down, you always had a thing for the problem guys, right? Or else why did you bother with me? I'm a whole bag of problems. Feelings I don't know what to do with. Things I want so bad it hurts. But I don't know the first thing. Look at me. Oh, in my feelings when you're going through just as much. I've taken you across the world, and even if we ended up here, back again, where I couldn't run away from my responsibilities as being number one. Big shoes to fill, you know? I don't think I ever really fit the hero archetype, you know? I always thought of myself as more nuanced. That it was never black and white. It was just this horrible gray feeling where I'd sympathize one day with one, next day with the next. And I got used to that, you know? When I was living in someone's shadow, it was so much easier. But now, I'm the one casting it. You know, it never gets easier. Not even a little bit. Don't get me wrong, you've made things a lot easier than they would be. You've made things fun, hopeful, happy. Adjectives I have no business saying with how life was. I didn't survive all that just to give up halfway. You taught me that just as much as that stupid facility did. Come here. Some days I don't feel like I can fill the shoes of even being your boyfriend, your husband, your lover, your one and only, your soulmate. I could go on with a lot more titles, but do any of those actually matter, right? They're just words, but it's the actions that count. And I think, as much as I'm ashamed of myself for a lot of things, I'm not too bad at that. Don't get me wrong. There are plenty of things I'm bad at. Terrible, even. Facing down certain feelings. Forethought, planning. Spontaneously leaping into danger. Just because I don't want someone to kill another person when I'm caught in between. Caring for both sides. Damn, I'm more of a mess than I thought I was. Huh? Yeah, I'm your mess then. You know when you put your forehead against mine like that? And I close my eyes. You're warm. You're comforting. You're real. In ways that I only want you to be happy. More so than anything else, I want you to live with me. To thrive with me. To be everything a relationship should be. Because I'm always living in the shadow of caricatures of what I think. What I think is right for us. I swear, I do try my best, baby. Baby bird, I try my damnedest. I'm always trying, but you know what they say, right? Trying isn't the hard part. Not giving up is. I have a problem with that too. Sticking my head in the sand whenever things get tough. Not exactly every time, but when it comes to you, when I get guilty, when I hesitate, suddenly everything falls apart. Suddenly I'm whispering sweet nothings, but there's some things, and that's something that scares me just a little bit. You're not just a relationship. You're not just someone I love. You changed my life from being something I could disassociate from and pretend I don't exist into something that's undeniable. True love is terrifying that way. Scary. But not just scary, it's bone chilling. Thinking about all the things that just wouldn't feel right without you. You've become a part of me.
Not in the weird anatomical way.
So,
joining with you is great, but
you're more than just the lovemaking. Some of your parts doesn't even compare to everything you are. I know it sounds stupid, right? Because it basically means the same thing, but to me, it's night and day. When you came into my life, you stopped me from ever realizing the truth of it. How afraid I was. How afraid I still fucking am. You know, for everything that came between us, every stupid little thing that kept getting in my way. What kept me together at the end was this. The way I could wrap my wings around you and my arms and my lips. And I could protect you in the end. Even if I doubted myself, it wouldn't be enough. Scrutinizing again and again and again. I've faced my demons and I'm still chasing down every single one of those little fuckers that keeps trying. I'm not gonna say I'm a good man. Because we both know. Baby, we both know that's not the case. But I am gonna say, I love you and I want you more every day. As much as I need you. And the tears, they come and go, but the feeling, the connection that we have is my life. You've become my everything. And I don't know how many times or ways I can say that. But if not for you, there would be no me. When I said, till death do us part, when I said I would be yours forever, I meant it. More than anyone who's ever said those words in any fiction or reality. Because I know, regardless of what anyone says, or how perfect they are, how picturesque their life is, or how good it looks on fucking Instagram, it's not. It's not about that. It's about what happens after. What happens when you hold each other's hands. If you feel something or not. And I know. I know without a shadow of a doubt. You can't lose the magical feeling of how you make my heart skip a beat. You know, every fucking time you're close to me, it happens. And that's how I knew. Without a shadow of any of those many, many doubts that I've had. Believe it or not, not with you. Maybe at first. I thought you were only looking for a distraction at first. I'll admit it. But after that, I melted, and I found the one person in this godforsaken world who I care about more than anything. And for what it's worth, second chances aren't something I'll take for granted, you hear me? Right now, and forever after that, I'll make you mine, baby bird. I'll keep you safe and happy until life. It's a dream we always dream together.